Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating your breakfast.
Yeah, morning podcast listening.
No. I mean, we're usually doing the show.
Yes.
But on the weekend, if I'm cooking brekkie or doing something, I don't mind to
throw a pot on.
Mm.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite things to do, eat breakfast on the weekend.
Isn't it?
Okay. It's so good.
Oh, bacon, eggs, smashed avo, the whole thing.
Love going to brekkie.
Cherry tomatoes.
Love going to brekkie on the weekend. It's good fun, isn't it?
So good.
Okay, like, where are we going today? Problem is Meg, my girlfriend, she always wants to go to somewhere different. And I'm like, I'm running out of places to go.
When you cook your own breakfast and then you go out for breakfast, I find it so much more expensive.
Mm.
But I mean, like, for dinners, it's a similar price,
it's
I feel.
It's about on par, you're right.
Mm. But, like, eggs is cheap, bread's cheap,
yeah.
Even bacon's cheap.
How come
it's $50 when I go out for breakfast?
That's what they get you, mate, and we keep paying it, don't we?
I know, because it's my favourite thing to eat out.
Mm.
Literally.
Tell you what, we made our own breakfast on the weekend. It was a bit bougie. We made, I forget what it's called. It's got a special
scrambled
name.
Eggs?
No, yeah.
Shakshuka. How
did you get that?
I don't know.
I didn't even say it was eggs. I just said it's got a special name. And you went,
with a breakfast food that you probably don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah.
And that was I landed on. Thank you.
That's exactly it. Shakshuka. Yeah.
Well, how'd you go with it?
I was hoping we could get 2 minutes out of figuring out that name.
What is shakshuka?
It's like baked eggs. It's like a Spanish, or it's also a bit Arabic sometimes.
I think it is Arabic, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a tomato-y sauce with baked eggs in it. It's really
tasty.
You have
to put chorizo in it sometimes as well. Often when you go to a restaurant, it's served.
Mate, you cooked it once.
A mini hot plate.
Yeah, but I've
ordered it many a times. But it's served in a little hot plate.
Yeah, my partner, Diana, makes a really good shakshuka.
Mm.
Good Lebanese food. Yours.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, I didn't make it.
Obviously,
I didn't make it.
It
would have been a mess.
You've got your job. That's eating.
Mm. Yeah, God, I was good at it too.
You are great at eating,
I'm a good eater.
Yeah.
That's one of my top three skills.
Well, look, on the podcast today, it's very you heavy, Nath. You're up, speaking of buying stuff and cooking.
Standard Nath heavy.
Yeah.
Always is.
Woolworths, mate. You're upset about the
pulley baskets, mate. I've had enough of them. I had a crack at one for the first time. Last week.
Well, we didn't get to this on the show. What prompted you to finally do it?
Meg. She said, because we're doing like a media. So I would argue that for a very tiny shop, you just use your arms. You just carry things. For a smallish shop, you use the basket. Big shop, you use the trolley. And then what I thought is a medium shop, you would use the pulley basket because, I mean, probably too much stuff to carry.
Did Meg tell you how to use it?
So Meg goes, she gave me the option. And I was like, you know, don't diss anything before you try it. And so I was like, you know what, I'll have a crack at the pulley basket. Never again. Horrible thing. Hard to manoeuvre. They're not great. They've only got two wheels, so difficult to manoeuvre. And also, the handle that comes out, way too short. Way too short.
And we're very confused because you're going to hear tall people, not a fan.
No.
Short people, not a fan either.
Yeah. So really, what we've learned is there's no point having it.
I've used it. I wouldn't use it again, but I don't remember it being that bad that I, really stopped down.
Why wouldn't you use it again?
Because I think baskets are more convenient.
There you go. See, there's other things in there that are better.
I'm actually of the opinion that we ban trolleys.
You don't like trolleys.
No, I just don't think people are responsible with them.
Tell you what I've been doing a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, they wheel into you. They leave them parked in, like, very bad areas.
Yeah, inconvenient.
You need a trolley license. It's what you need.
Yeah, it's true. I'll tell you what I've been doing a bit lately of, and you're like this, in the trolley, is getting a bit of a run-up. Flying down the aisle.
Oh, feet up.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my feet are...
That's
you know
so
that.
Dangerous.
My feet, no, and because I'm not that heavy, I can actually push up from the bar and just hang off the back.
See, the problem with me is, again, Nath heavy, because I'm a bit heavier, sometimes I can go under two wheels and flip, which almost happened on the weekend.
Oh, so you say they're not dangerous, and then you just explain that you almost flip.
See, this is why people need trolley licenses.
Absolutely.
This exact reason.
You guys would not get trolley licenses.
I would.
You would you?
I'm the type of person to abuse something, you know what I mean? So I'd be very studious during my exam. I'd be really nice to the lady. I'd get my thing. Then as soon as I got my license, I'd be a bad guy.
I'd fail it 3 times and end up with a pulley basket. Producer Grace still in the studs.
Yeah, because it is time for the Google Off. It's a perfect opportunity to just learn some new things and warm up your brains on a Monday morning. And today we are doing the birthday edition because... It was Nathan's birthday of the weekend.
Mm. It was.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm okay with it. You didn't bring it up, Nathan. It's a very Grace move to celebrate birthdays. We'll be on the
Well, I thought we closed the chapter on that this morning.
Well, look, to be honest, it's the only opportunity I get to because Nath will let me, Jimmy won't let me, and if I do it for my own birthday, you'll just rinse me.
Yeah,
so,
you're so right.
Yeah.
Which you'll probably do anyway.
Yeah, and probably.
Just quickly, on the weekend, we went out for dinner, and Grace was late. She was the latest arrival. Which, Nath, is great for you because now Grace's birthday, then you can be late to whatever she has.
Well, Grace was actually early.
I was actually early,
but
to be fair.
She went to a bar around the back.
Because I didn't want to be the first one there, you know what I mean? And then I went to a bar out the back and the bar took too long and then I became late.
Yeah.
So
they had one cocktail out the back and then came in really late.
The cocktail arrived and then we were so late you just had to like scull the whole thing. It was a waste of a cocktail, but it was delicious.
Well, you've never sculled a cocktail before?
No, never.
Oh, I hated that I had to do that.
Oh, God, stop.
Not again.
So we cannot...
What was the excuse for the margarita bowl? Because you had plenty of time to drink that.
Yeah, that was just a good time. So we're going to learn some fun facts about birthday because on Friday we actually learned that birthday cake originated in Germany.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was
birthday cake in Germany, yeah.
Point of discussion, wasn't it? Still got heaps of cake, by the way. So much cake. Because we had... Spencer's made us a cake. Peter from Spencer's made us a cake.
It was delicious.
We got a cake brought in.
Creating Cakes in Lindisfarne.
And then my girlfriend Meg made about 30 cupcakes. Jesus. Had a lot of sugar.
Yeah, weekend, guys. Shows.
Still got some. Shows? It really isn't my birthday anymore, is it?
No, it really wasn't ever. Who knows?
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Yeah, here's how it works. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer of the question I give you. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off keyboards. Best of three. Today we are doing the birthday edition because it was Nate's birthday on Friday.
Wah, wah, wah. You hear that? It's pretty much exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, I was really not sure what you were doing there. That's all right. All right, question number one. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nath turned 28 years old on Friday. How many days are there in 28 years?
Nath. Ooh, it's come straight up with a converter.
Like a little calculator.
Yeah. And I got it in. How many days in 28 years? 10,220.
That's correct.
Oh, he's got there.
It's got there.
10,220. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Doesn't seem like a lot. I've been alive for that many days. It doesn't seem like heaps of days.
Well,
10,000 days.
I mean, the maths is there.
The maths is there.
You can't really argue with it.
You can't argue with it at all. It just doesn't feel like that. It feels like longer.
How many days do you feel like you've been alive?
50,000. Seen some things.
All right, question number two. If Nath gets this, it's all over.
Okay.
Jimmy has to get it.
If Nath gets this, is it all over?
All right, question number two. If we take into account all of the birthdays in a year all over the world, what month has the most birthdays?
Jimmy.
Oh. Wow, he's in there quick. That's in there so quick.
That August. Was so quick. Oh, you just... Okay. Yes, August is correct.
Well done. And what did you type? What did you type in?
What month has us? AHS
has us.
Which has the most birthdays?
Yep. Okay, yeah, good.
That'll
one.
Nice I reckon
one.
It's because Christmas, New Year's, 9 months before.
Yeah, that's true. Could be.
Why? What happened 9 months before?
Ask your parents. I'm not sure.
I'm an IVF baby.
Oh well.
Oh well.
This question clearly doesn't make sense to you. Then. That's all right. All right.
I'll ask your parents. Hey, Kate, what's going on?
Question number three. Whoever gets this takes out the win. Now.
Are you okay, mate?
What? Why
are
you're overdoing it.
I'm trying to build
you're
suspense.
Over, you're overcooking it. I don't know what's going on. You think you're a ring announcer at the UFC? Because you're really,
I don't know what that means.
You're really going hard on it. Okay.
Question number three. The world's oldest living person turned 118 this year. What date is her birthday?
Nath. Okay.
All right.
Righto.
Right.
Her name? Kane Tanaka.
Not the answer, but thank you.
Oh. And her birthday is the 2nd of January, 1903.
That's correct.
Oh, the birthday victory. The birthday victory. Well, Grace, I'll let you announce it because
Nate
you really
is
wanted...
the winner.
Why are you doing that?
You just asked me to.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like that was sarcastic. I don't even bet it,
Nate. Do a genuine one.
Nate's the winner. What do you want from me?
Something. Okay. Birthday victory. Come on.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Nate.
Why are you going high? Jim, I did something for the first time. Something for the first time at Woolies the other day. Not sure if I'll ever do it again. Not quite for me. I was wondering if you've ever done this before. So normally when I go into Woolies, I've done many shops with you. Normally I will either use a basket if I'm doing like a little shop, or I'll use a trolley. You know what I mean? If I'm doing a big trolley. They're the two options for me, basket or trolley, or if it's even small, I'll just carry.
Carry myself.
But
I did the carry the other day and I underestimated what I needed.
So that's the problem, isn't it? Always at least go the basket.
And I dropped potato salad on the ground.
Oh, it didn't come undone, did it?
The lid popped off, but it's got a seal.
Oh, see? Thank God for those seals. So what I did for the very first time, I felt a little bit adventurous. I wanted to change it up. It wasn't quite a massive shop, wasn't quite a small shop. So I went for the basket on wheels, the pulley basket. Which I've never used before. So for those of you who don't know what it is, it's the normal basket, the green basket for Woolies. It's got a handle.
It extends, doesn't it?
It extends and it's got wheels. Essentially, it's a basket on wheels for like a medium shop. I'm assuming it's why you would use it. And you know what? Didn't love it. Didn't love it at all. Well, it really wasn't into it. It's clunky. It's hard to move around. And also, this is the big one. I think they're made for shorter people because the handle did not come up high enough. I actually had to bend over while I was pulling it along. Handle does not come up high enough.
Well, I've never used them, so I can't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't suggest it.
You didn't have a busted handle?
No.
Didn't extend the whole way?
It's okay
to have a shorter handle, mate.
No, full extension.
Full extension, full just not...
Full extended handle. Mm. Just didn't quite get the job done. Wasn't long enough for me.
Maybe you don't know how to use it.
No, I reckon I knew how to use it. Oh. Yeah, because Meg, my girlfriend, she was the one who suggested.
It was your first time using it.
Well, it was my first time.
Maybe you just hadn't enough practice.
Well, which is why I want to ask the question: 13 10 60. Do you use the pulley basket? Because maybe you're right. Maybe I've been using it wrong. Maybe I don't know how to use it properly. This is the thing.
Maybe it's a you thing.
Yeah, I reckon user error. Yeah. Potentially turn it off and on again. See what happens. Because I thought it was clunky, hard to navigate. I thought that the handle was too short. And this is the other big thing.
Because I'm a trolley user, and sometimes you get a bad trolley too, remember?
You're so right.
One of the wheels just doesn't...
dodgy wheel and you've got to kind of lead it to one side as you push away. And the other issue I had with it as well, which is a big one, when you have that basket on wheels, it's very low to the ground, which means you have to lean over to place stuff in there. You can't just drop it in there because the fall is too big. Yeah, it's like dropping it on the ground.
There's a lot of leaning and bending.
There's so much leaning and bending. And not to mention right at the end, you've got to lift it
for the other shoppers.
Absolutely. Well, there was...
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Let me just drop in this milk.
Yeah, lucky I had undies on. Do you know what I mean? Because that's the thing.
I've been shopping with you before, Hobart. That's not a joke.
But if I drop...
Time I rip your pants off at Woolies?
Yeah, that was at Woolworths, yeah. That was nuts. See, if I had a pulley basket that day.
It's a true story.
But here's the thing. Like, if you drop something that's more breakable...
Eggs.
For eggs, for example, you can't drop them in there because the fall's a metre, depending on how tall you are.
So you say you're anti-pulley basket.
I'm anti-pulley basket. Now, I don't want to just make an assumption about the pulley basket. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. I want to talk to other people who often use the pulley basket, or worse, or who have used it before. 13 10 60, have you ever used or do you frequently use the pulley basket at Woolworths? I'm talking not the one that you carry on your shoulder, not the trolley, the other one that they seem to have introduced for like a medium shop. I don't love it. I don't love it, mate, and I wouldn't recommend it to friends and family. So 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. If you have ever used the pulley basket at the shops before, give us a call. I want your feedback. I want your thoughts. Maybe you love it. Maybe you hate it. Pulley baskets, discuss. Now, Jim, I've just asked a question. 13, 10, 60 people of Hobart. Do you use the pulley basket? Do you use the pulley basket at the shops where you go to Woolies or Coles or Hill Street, whatever? It's the basket on wheels with the handle, which I used for the first time last week. Didn't love it. Thought it was clunky. Thought it was inconvenient. Caused a lot of bending over and difficult to use. And so I asked the question, give us a call if you've ever used it before, because maybe I'm using it wrong. Good sign, no one is called, which means no one uses it.
I'll be honest, I don't see a lot of people using it when I'm shopping. It's usually the green basket or the trolley.
Which makes sense because no one is called, so no one in Hobart is using the pulley basket system because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
Very anti-pool basket, aren't you?
I'm very anti-pool basket. So if you're listening, Woolies and Coles, chop off the handle, get rid of the wheels, and just add them to the basket repertoire.
Yeah, I went to shops the other day. There was no baskets available.
No, so there you go. So this is a perfect opportunity. Chop off the handle, chop off the wheels, and let's just use them as baskets.
But I feel like those ones probably aren't suitable to carry. They seem...
No, you're
Are they
so
bigger?
Wrong. No, here's the thing. I also think they're smaller. I don't think they hold that much. So are they even for a medium shop?
I think the
thing, they're kind of an awkward shape.
I think I could be wrong, but I think they're for potentially older people who don't have the strength to carry the basket or the strength to push the trolley.
Potentially.
I don't know. I just
because they can be bottom heavy though. I don't know.
No, but I mean, pulling's easier than pushing or carrying a basket.
You're so right. All right. Oh, hang on, Isabella from Kingston. Hi, Isabella. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Going all right, Isabella. The pulley basket. Do you use it?
I do. But I will tell you, my partner, who's 6'3", he hates it.
There you go. See, not that I'm 6'3", but...
6'2", on a good day.
When I wear my platforms. But I'm not tall enough for it to be effective. Okay, so Isabella, you use it and you don't have any issues with the pulley basket.
No, I don't. And I'm quite short. So I think you're right on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's for shorter people, Isabella.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Isabella, what about, there's lots of bending involved. This is the other issue I have with the pulley basket is you can't just drop things in it like you would a trolley or a normal basket because it's too low to the ground.
Yeah. I did forget about that one time and I did drop some eggs in there and they broke the whole thing.
The whole thing broke because of the pulley basket?
The whole carton of eggs, yeah. They all just smashed.
See, this is what I mean.
What did you do then, by the way, Isabella? Did you just, like, go put them back and grab a fresh lot?
Look, I did just walk away. Left the basket there and I didn't deal with it.
Sorry, we've seen on the show, Nath dropped the oats once in an aisle and then he just kicked them under the...
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? I dropped the pulley basket.
I dropped an orange the other day and it just rolled away and I just walked away, Isabella. I didn't even go try and pick it up.
Okay, so Isabella,
this is drop confessions. Jimmy Nathan, Isabella.
So Isabella, just before we let you go, you would recommend the pulley basket to shorter people, not to taller people, or not at all?
Not even then, I reckon. Just go for the carry one.
Just go for the carry go basket. The carry. See, this is what I'm talking about. Thank you, Isabella, for backing me up on this.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And next week we'll do drop confessions again.
Professional singer. I can't stop feeling. Or just like the rest of us. I can't stop feeling. It doesn't matter. Because one person will win $15,000 cash. It's Jimmy and Nate. Sing your way to 15K.
Oh, absolutely. $15,000 guaranteed is going to somebody in Hobart. It's very easy. You just got to be listening to the first song that plays at 11 a.m. and or 2 p.m. the day before. You then call us the next morning, sing a little bit of it. Straight away, you're in the running. Monday, slightly harder, Jim, as you said, because you got to remember Friday songs.
Yeah, not just a day before on a Monday. You have to remember Friday. And if you had the weekend like Nathan and I did, probably can't remember.
Oh, mate, I don't remember my name on Sunday. All right. From Montrose. Hello, Tori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're going all right. Now, Tori, paint the picture for us. On Friday, when you were listening, wherever you were, what time were you listening and where were you?
I was sitting in the car and I was listening at 11 and 2, but I chose not to sing the 2 p.m. song.
Okay, right. So you've made an executive decision. But it's good because
you've got options.
Yeah. You had a selection. Tori,
yes.
We got you. Anyway.
Wait, it was a yes or no question. You didn't actually have to say anything, Tori. It's just bad interviewing from Jimmy and I.
All right, Tori, what I need you to do now, for $15,000 to be in the running to win it, I need you to sing a little bit of the song you heard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Over to you, Tori.
Oh, my God. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time will be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing on you, baby.
Oh, is that the first good singer that we've had?
Yes.
I am good.
Did you say you are a good singer?
I am.
Yeah, you absolutely are.
Do you sing professionally, Tori?
Not really. I've been singing since I was three, so.
Tori,
kid.
Tori, you have a beautiful voice. I am upset you didn't have a crack at singing WAP, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, but that was the 11 a.m. song. Well done. Nothing on you, B&B, Bruno Mars. Well done, Tori.
Thank you. Can I also just say about them baskets? They are not better for short people. I'm 4'9" and they suck.
Oh, right, so the pulley baskets, of course.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, so we just need to get rid of them altogether, is what you're saying, Tori.
Yeah, it's just like, they're just useless.
Mm. No, no, Tori, like, I feel you. Absolutely. I mean, I just told a story about how I used it for the first time at Woolworths. Waste of time,
the
Tori.
The pulley baskets.
So you would say don't bother using it. Go for the normal basket or go for the trolley.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kmart's the same. Like, you don't even get a choice at Kmart. They just have those baskets. So we always tend to spend more at Kmart because I have a trolley anyway, so why not?
Mm. Yeah, no,
you're so...
Baskets, like, you hold them, and then, like, your hands up your bum because, like, you're short, so it's, like, awkward.
I feel you. Tori, it's the reason I brought it to the show, mate, because I just think they're a waste of time. But thank you for getting involved in that, absolutely.
And I love that.
And to reward you, I mean, it's not because of this, but you are in the running to win 15,000, okay? Well done.
Thank you. Jimmy and Nate's Hits
and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, Friday the 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom. Essentially what we've done is we've handpicked a bunch of Tassie's best comedians, all local comedians, in a gala-style show like no other. There'll be live music from our very own morning's announcer, Shawnee B, afterwards. Heaps of prizes up for grabs on the night. Free drinks. And, of course, if you love to laugh, we've got some of the great comics there as well, which is going to be exciting.
We certainly do. Handpicked by Gav Baskerville. Picked
by
him, didn't
Gav.
He?
Gav from Jokers.
Interesting,
yeah.
He also picked himself. Shout out to Gav. Put himself on the bill.
But also shout
out. I've only picked the best boys. Myself.
Shout out. Well, Gav just wanted to do the whole thing himself. I'm like, no, Gav, let's mix it up. Please welcome, you may hear it giggling already, one of the comedians joining us on the night, Anna Kidd. Anna, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us. A seasoned professional in the industry, you are.
That's not really necessarily a flattering thing when you're talking about stand-up comedy, but that's okay.
Well, Nate's
been around.
Nate's only new to it, so yeah, I'm mean, not sure what a compliment is
as someone who's done seven shows. Yeah. But Anna, I mean, let's talk a little bit about your background as well. You are going to be performing on Friday night. Theatre practitioner, though, over 20 years. I mean, sorry to bring up the number again.
Yes, I am 57. Yes, I've used a lot of face cream.
I hope she has a great skincare regime. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She does.
It's the lack of vitamin D down here.
In the winter months, what is the sun? Not sure.
So, Anna, you do, I mean, theatre practitioner, musical theatre. We have had you on the show before,
yes.
Which we totally forgot about until just then. Do you want to remind everybody why we had you on the show for before?
So I did a little cabaret a couple of years ago for Festival of Voices, which was full of some really bawdy songs from the very old days of Hobart. And we played a very confronting game, which probably wasn't the best for radio because it was very visual, but I believe it involved eating a carrot. And I just reminded you guys of that this morning, and I've never forgotten it. But.
Well, it actually only got brought up off air last week.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say who's who, but someone between Jimmy and Nath, one had a carrot between his legs and the other used his mouth to eat it.
It was very enthusiastic. Yeah. You guys and get full points for that.
I will say, and a lot of the time, look, Nathan and I are very lucky. We met a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And we did say to you, lovely to meet you. We'd forgotten that we hadn't met you before. And a lot of
erased it from your minds. Fine.
No, some people go, oh, you remember us from this? And Nathan and I lie. And we go, oh, yeah, I remember you. But then when you were like, remember the carrot? Yeah, that's hard to forget.
Absolutely. And now I remember the entire conversation we had. Right. Now, Anna, I mean, looking at some of the people you've supported before, Cal Wilson, Denise Scott, Peter Byrne, and Nick Cody, huge names. How does it feel when you're up on stage before and after these people?
Well, generally it's always before. Generally they're usually the headliner. No, it's fantastic. And in fact, Denise Scott was just on the weekend. She was a gig in Launceston on her 66th birthday. She was there in Launceston gigging.
Wow.
But it's great. You learn a lot from watching the national treasures like Denise Scott and Cal Wilson. Mm. It's a fantastic opportunity to be able to do that.
How was, I guess, the comedy and also the performance space over the last 12 months with COVID and stuff?
That's a fun story, isn't it? I mean, comedy's been great because it's come back before anything else, really. I mean, large-scale theatre's probably still a little bit, got a bit of time to come back. But comedy, it's great. And the beautiful thing was, because the capacity was reduced so much, we could say that all our shows sold out, which is something that has never happened in the last 20 years.
So. There's six people in the audience loved every minute of it.
That's right. At capacity with 12. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Anna, what we want to do, first of all, thank you so much for agreeing to perform at our Hits and Gigs on Friday. But what we wanted to do is what we're getting all the comics to do to be a part of is we're asking now 131060 if you want these exclusive tickets. We don't have many left to give away, so you've got to jump on the phones right. And if you want to come along to Hits and Gigs, as I said, drinks, prizes up for grabs, local comedians.
Can also buy tickets as well.
You can also buy tickets, jokerscomedy.com.au. But if you want to win from us right now, you've got to jump on the phones and you've got to laugh. You've got to laugh for us because, Anna, you'll know, it's always good when you're a comic if people are laughing in the crowd.
Generally, that's a good kind of litmus test about how it's going.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good indication.
Can I ask you, Anna, is there ever like a bad laugh or someone laughing too much? Can that be a thing?
Yes, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Anything okay. That sounds like a wounded animal is usually pretty bad and quite distracting. Yeah.
All right, jump on the phones right now, 131060. If you want to come along to Hits and Gigs, we need you to laugh for us. Yeah, we've got some hand-picked Tassie comedians all performing. One of them still in the studio with us right now, Anna Kidd.
Hello, I'm very excited about this next part.
And one thing that we have done as well is apologise to all the comics that have been coming in because we know you're all night owls because, of course, that's when you perform.
This is the earliest I've ever been up on a Monday since I've been at school.
Yeah.
It's a bit traumatic, but it's all right.
Yeah, when you got the call from producer Grace, was there an inkling of you going, what have I got myself into?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit,
okay, yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us.
I hope you agree to the Friday night thing, the Monday morning thing.
Was this part of it? Am I getting paid? No, you're getting paid for neither. All right. So, Anna, how this is going to work is we're getting people to call up, and if they want to score tickets to Hits and Gigs, we don't have many to give away. They need to be able to laugh, and they need to be able to laugh well. The reason we've got you here as a seasoned performer is we need you to approve of their laugh.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than a piss weak laugh.
Nothing worse, yeah. Absolutely.
Or I was saying to Nathan, like I've been around people, silent laughers, like they're really enjoying it. You can visually see it, but no noise.
Not good. We don't want you at the gig.
Yeah. No. Wait outside.
Yeah.
Go out onto the pokies outside.
That's exactly right.
All right, Fiona from Moona. Hi, Fee. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're going all right. Good start. You sound vibey, Fee. All right, Fiona, do you like to laugh?
I do like to laugh. Yes.
Okay, this is
you hesitated there, Fiona.
Yeah.
I had to think about it.
All right. Yes. Fiona, how this is going to work is I'm going to give you a boom tish. I need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh. And if Anna is impressed, then you come along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Okay.
All right, Fee, here we go.
Oh, that'll do.
Well done. All right. It's not our call, though, Fee. It is not our call.
Yeah, no worries.
Anna Kidd in the studio. Anna, how do you feel?
Only if the that'll do is included every time.
All right.
That's what I like to hear at a gig. Oh, that'll do.
All right. Next joke. Okay. What else have we got?
So, all right. So, Fee, you've heard there the prerequisite. If you do want to come along, Anna will give you the tickets. But after each one of her gags, you need to say, that'll do.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
You're coming along. Well done, Fee. All right. Simone from Kingston. Hi, Sim. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're going all right, Simone. Do you like to laugh?
I absolutely love laughing.
You love laughing. Oh, this is a good sign. Now, Simone, you know the deal. I'll give you a boom tish. You need to laugh so hard that it'll impress Anna, okay?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Commentary
it's,
on
it's
the laugh today.
It's actually hard to not laugh at the laugh.
Yeah,
like it's
it
very
is.
Contagious.
Well, that's why I love it. All right, Anna, over to you. What do you think of Simone's laugh?
I thought it was great, and I love a little bit of a comment during the laugh as well. Okay. So maybe a repetition of the thing you found really funny. So I think the sorry was. I want that every time as well. Apologise right. to the people around you, the person on stage, everyone.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, guys. Sorry,
Simone. Are you happy during Anna's set at Hits and Gigs to just apologise to everybody else?
It'll match my apologies.
Are you happy to do that, Sim?
I will, yep.
Bang, you've got yourself tickets to Gigs. Well done. Well done. And Anna Kidd, round of applause for you. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
Now, we are going to see you this Friday, of course, Rest Point Showroom. You can buy your tickets, as Jim said, jokerscomedy.com.au. Or, once again, you can win them from us tomorrow.
Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie, welcome, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Good Happy here, Monday. Mate. Is that a song in the background of that? I couldn't quite. Is that a well-known song or was it just me that was...
I think it's just
This is a song.
No, I've never heard it before.
It's good. Yeah, it's a bit groovy, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
popular
it.
Song. Good. I have no idea. We just got it made.
No, that's great.
Get me in the feels.
For those that don't know, we check in with Mitchie. We just have a yarn with him every Monday. It's just a good way to catch up with a friend, and we encourage other people to do the same.
Absolutely.
Because Nath, myself, and Mitch are all friends. But even now, Nathan and I don't live together, so we don't spend as much time hanging out as we used to. So we're scheduled. We're doing it on work time.
So we're getting paid to do payroll.
Yeah.
Getting paid just to hang out with you, mates.
It's a good time.
We hung out on the weekend as well.
Nath's birthday. Lovely dinner together.
Nice little Mexican fiesta, which was nice. So we went to Taco's, which is down in Salamanca opposite Obar, I think.
Never been.
Did you know Taco's? Guys, put up a picture of us.
Yeah.
Put up a picture of us.
And a story of you with us saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
Was I in that? I don't remember that photo. Oh, it was the celebrities.
Yes.
You had a celebrity moment.
We got you to take it. You take a photo of the boys.
That is one thing hanging out with you two. You will never see me doing. Everyone across Hobart will never, ever see me taking a photo of you two. Someone asked once. Yeah. I think it was at the wine fest. And I said, absolutely not.
I don't take photos. Yeah. I'm Mitch McPherson. Do you know who I am? And also, Mitchy, big day for you. Those that know, Mitchy's a Blues fan. Carlton getting up in a nail biter yesterday.
It was a great game. Good game of footy. Footy's back. I was off Carlton for the last, 20 years, but last couple of weeks telling everyone that I don't support them, but then I'm back on the bandwagon when they have a good win like that.
Something very cute as well, which I did see on your Instagram, was Maya.
Oh,
Maya cheering along to Carlton. Is she a young Carlton fan?
She is. Wife's North Melbourne, and I mean, there's absolutely no chance at the moment I can allow her to go for that club. So got a little clip of her dancing, if you want to have a look, at Mitch McP.
Yeah.
He loves running.
Oh, you have to take photos of Maya, aren't you?
Thanks for having me, boys. So we're all about kindness, aren't we? There's a couple of things that we talk about. Now, I always start by, when talking about kindness, say, look, I always haven't been the kindest person ever, and I'm sure we could all put our hand up and say that.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, put your hand up.
He started
tucking his hands in his pockets.
But
I realise the importance of it, and I think it's something that we can all learn from when we see other people do small acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a quick story that I wanted to share. It was my little nephew, Brock. It was his birthday on Friday. He was 12. Shout out to Brock.
Good on you, Brock.
Happy birthday, Brocky.
Big fan of the show. He asked, do you hang out with Jimmy and Nate? No, I don't.
He's sick of being asked to take photos.
Yeah, only when they get paid. Yeah.
Secondhand story, but he was with my stepmom. So Brock's 12, obviously. And I was about to tell you how old he was. And he was at Shiploads with my stepmom.
Yep.
Cooley Dooley. Give her a little shout out.
We love Cooley Dooley.
And he was apparently walking the aisles looking for a gift that he could get. And while he was looking for his own gift, he spotted another young girl, a bit younger than him, looking at some certain toy on the rack. And so he went up to my stepmom and asked if he could borrow $2 because he wanted to go and buy it for this girl. She obviously gave him the $2 and he went up and he bought it, got the receipt and took it over to this young girl and her mum. And apparently the mum was, you know, absolutely thought it was brilliant. And I just thought, like, they're the types of things that we preach for us adults to do so that the kids watch. But on this instance, it was us in awe of, you know, a 12-year-old that just showed super initiative and did something nice for another young child. And, you know, we hope that that just pays on, you know, and that young girl and her mum, you know, recognise that that was a nice thing to do and that they keep paying it forward. So, yeah, nice little story I wanted to share. But as I said, it's all about doing those small things. And I really believe that people think about that a lot, you know, just before you go to bed, you're thinking about reflecting on your day, and those nice things are a big game changer for making people feel a lot better.
It's funny you mentioned that, Mitchie. The other day, I went for a walk to get a coffee in Sandy Bay, and my headphones are dead. And I was like, oh, and then I couldn't find my wireless, because they're wireless ones.
Sure,
couldn't find wireless ones, and I went for the walk anyway. I was like, well, I don't need them. So I went for a walk without them, and there was this lady at the Shell, and she was trying to pump her tyres up. Anyway, she was like nearly in tears, she's frustrated. And I probably would have not even noticed her if I had music in and I was in my own world. And I just went over and I was like, she goes, I can't figure out how to pump my tyres up. And I went, oh, because they're built for car tyres, not bike tyres. But if you put it on the bike tyre and you hit the deflated, like the flat tyre mode, it'll actually just pump air without putting it to a PSI.
Mm.
So I just put it on, you had to do that, pumped up her tyres. And she was just like overwhelmed. She's like, thank you so much. And I was, again, such a little thing, which nothing, but I think sometimes, like, you put headphones in, you get stuck in your own world. It's like a kid. When a kid, you're in your, you know what I mean? Like, you're just living life. So, I don't know, I think.
Did she, well, not making light of that situation, but did you see Jimmy? She go, there's someone who knows how to pump tyres up.
His own. Yeah, she was like, how did you know how to do that? I was like, I think dad taught me.
I did.
Pump up your tyres.
Pump your tyres up on the show, mate.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.